When we think of Mother Teresa, we think of her as someone who brought God's love, God's care, God's kindness to the most abandoned of peoples, to the most abandoned. And we also think of her as someone who was guided by God. In fact, her entire endeavor to leave the Loreto sisters and then to go out to the slums of Calcutta happened because she heard the voice of Jesus asking her to fulfill that mission. And so we expect her to be somebody who was guided by God daily. We expect her spiritual journey to be one long honeymoon with God. And surprisingly, that wasn't the case. In 2007, there was a book that was released, and it's called Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light. And it's a collection of her writings to her spiritual directors and to her confessors. And this book reveals a rather unexpected twist in the story. These writings reveal that Mother Teresa experienced more than 5 decades of total abandonment at the hands of God. That for more than 50 years, her spiritual life was dry. So dry that she wrote these words. She says, Lord my God, who am I that you should forsake me? The child of your love, and now become as the most hated one, the one you have thrown away as unwanted, unloved. I call, I cling, I want, and there is no one to answer. No one on whom I can cling. No, not one. Alone. Where is my faith? Even deep down, right in there, is nothing but emptiness and darkness. My God, how painful is this unknown pain? I have no faith. I dare not utter the words and thoughts that crowd in my heart and make me suffer untold agony. So many unanswered questions live within me, afraid to uncover them because of the blasphemy. If there be God, please forgive me. When I try to raise my thoughts to heaven, there is such convicting emptiness that those very thoughts return like sharp knives and hurt my very soul. I am told God loves me, and yet the reality of darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul. Did I make a mistake in surrendering blindly to the call of the Sacred Heart? You don't expect those words to come from Mother Teresa. As we reflect on Mother Teresa on the day of her canonization, it is impossible to ignore the gospel readings today. Today's gospel reading contains the strangest demands of discipleship. Jesus says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Mother Teresa's fidelity to the mission that Christ entrusted to her, in spite of her sense of abandonment, is a great witness to Christian discipleship. What do we learn from Mother Teresa? I'm just proposing, of course, there are many things we can learn from Mother Teresa. I'm just proposing three things for us to learn and reflect upon. First of all, I want to say that discipleship is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. On December 11th, 1979, Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize. In her acceptance speech, she said, "It is not enough for us to say, 'I love God, but I do not love my neighbor.'" This is very important for us to realize that love, to be true, has to hurt. It hurt Jesus to love us. It hurt him. And to make sure we remember his great love, he made himself the bread of life to satisfy our hunger for his love. He makes himself the hungry one, the naked one, the homeless one, the sick one, the one in prison, the lonely one, the unwanted one. And he says, "You did it to me." Hungry for our love. This is the hunger of our poor people. This is the hunger that you and I must find. So this acceptance speech that Mother Teresa gave is much longer, of course, than what I just read for you, parts of it. But in these words, Mother Teresa was telling us that faith is more than about good feelings. Some people preach the gospel of prosperity. Do you know what that is? Where people say that if you believe in Christ, you cannot suffer, you cannot be poor. It's called the gospel of prosperity. God has to provide for your need because you trust God. And so that's one. I think these days, there is also what we call the spirituality of the perpetual high. You know, everybody wants to be on a perpetual high all the time. Everything that we do, our prayer, our worship, everything has got to be somewhere up here, right? I call it the spirituality of the perpetual high. It means that somehow God must always make me feel good. Similarly, it is common for many of us to think of God as a magician who can make all our problems disappear. I don't know if this happens today or not, at least I do not do this, but when I was a kid, there was a prayer that we said, and we believed that if you said that prayer, 1,000 souls escaped from purgatory. Yeah. That's great magic, I think. Mother Teresa tells us that faith in God and our spiritual life is not a happy pill. Faith is the quest to live like Christ as we navigate through life. That is faith. And that is hard. You're not always dancing and jumping for joy when you're trying to figure out in every situation, how can I try to live my life like Christ would have lived it? So the true worth of Mother Teresa's charitable work comes from her sense of abandonment. It means that she was not doing it for her own sake. She was not helping people because somehow she was getting great pleasure out of it. She was not doing it for her own reason. Her abandonment tells us that she was doing her work because she loved God and loved people unconditionally. Even if she did not feel that love returned to her by God, she was going to do it. She loved God and others even when she did not herself feel loved. So, this is what she says, huh? "I have the joy of having nothing. I have the joy of having nothing. Not even the reality of the presence of God. Yet," she would later say, I accept not in my feelings. I accept not in my feelings, but with my will, the will of God. I accept His will. This is the kind of discipleship that Jesus is talking about in the gospel reading. This is the kind of discipleship we have to strive for. So first, discipleship is not a feeling. Secondly, discipleship is looking at life from God's perspective. Now, many experts have tried to analyze Mother Teresa's experience of abandonment. Like, why did she feel that way for 50 years? Brian Kolodicek, this is the man who's been promoting the cause for the canonization of Mother Teresa. He suggests that she was a strong personality, and believe me, she was. She was a very strong, sometimes she was very sharp with her sisters, and she was a pill. She was a strong personality, and a strong personality needs stronger purification. So sometimes they're harder on themselves. That's what he was trying to say. So it is possible, he's asking, that, you know, sometimes she brought this on herself. But there are, of course, psychoanalytics who try to understand this as well. And they say that certain personality types are very conflicted because their achievement is very high. They have very high achievements and they find a way to punish themselves. Right? Now, listen, I'm no expert. I don't know psychoanalytics or... I have a very simple way of looking at Mother Teresa's sense of abandonment. And here is what I think. I think her experience of abandonment has something to do with her work with the abandoned. Her experience of abandonment united her to the abandoned of the world. She knew what it meant to be abandoned. She knew what it means to be alone. She knows what it means not to have anyone to help. And this sense of abandonment that she had helped her to reach out with zeal to the others who were abandoned because she did not want them to feel what she was feeling. Perhaps this explains why she was able to work with so much zeal. The more she felt abandoned, the harder she worked to remove people's experience of abandonment. And what does this mean for us? It means, folks, it means that even in time of doubt, God is fulfilling some purpose through us. Mother Teresa's abandonment was not without meaning or purpose. Our sense of abandonment, our sense of helplessness, our sense of darkness sometimes is not without purpose. God is fulfilling His purpose. Discipleship is learning to look at life from God's perspective. And one more thing, discipleship is a decision. Mother Teresa's life and ministry affirms today's gospel reading. What did Jesus say? He said, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Decisions like the man trying to build a tower or the king about to go to a war in the gospel reading, they all involve conscious, deliberate, calculated decision. And perhaps this explains Mother Teresa's fidelity to her mission in spite of she feeling abandoned. When she left the Loreto convent and when she entered into the slums of Calcutta, she was making a conscious, deliberate decision to follow Jesus in this way. And she remained committed to that. She loved Christ more than her own life. She loved Christ more than her own life. I don't care how I feel, but I'm going to stay committed to the mission. This is true discipleship. So folks, as we go through life, we realize that life and faith and fidelity to our calling is not easy. Priesthood is not easy. Marriage is not easy. Raising children is not easy. Making ends meet is not easy. Relationships are not easy. Conflicts are not easy. A holy life does not mean a life without struggles. A holy life is a life that is lived like Jesus would have lived it. That's a holy life. Mother Teresa's spiritual life was not easy. Yet, do you know that she woke up every morning at 4:30 and sat in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament? Every morning. In spite of feeling so dry and lifeless inside, every day at 4:30 she got up and she was in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. She had made a deliberate, conscious decision to follow Jesus. I'm concluding with this. One morning, still feeling abandoned, she was sitting in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, and she wrote to Jesus. She said, "Your happiness is all I want. Your happiness is all I want." And then she stepped out into the world and she held the most abandoned people as if she was holding the Blessed Sacrament. What a great example of discipleship, of following Christ, of commitment to people. Tomorrow we have a great saint in the church. I'm sorry I took so long to preach what I had to preach, but how can you not talk about such a great example of faith and love? Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa, pray for us. Amen.